between,
just have to hold the name straight because I keep forgetting the names. Rav and Ravina say it's good, right? And Rav Parpa and Rav Shravi say it's bad, yes? What's the case? Kasu Lishmav Shalomi Daita, okay? Kasu Lishmav Shalomi Daita. So, if the Shtar Kedusha is written Lishma, but it's written Shalomi Daita, what's the din? Okay, where's Meir? It's coming?
I think so.
Oh. So what's the din? If you write the Shtar Kedusha Lishma Shalomi Daita, is it good or is it not good? So Rav Papa Rav Shrav, you say it's what? Rav Papa Rav Shrav, you say it's what? Rav and Rav and Ravina say it's good. Rav Papa Rav Shrav, you say it's bad. So what was the kasha? The kasha of the Gemara was that the Shtar Kedushin is written midash name. Obviously you need both. So the Gemara backs out of it. Let's pick it up from the word lo. Go ahead, Svi, read the Gemara. Testament base, the second wide line. Gemara says it's not talking about Shtar Kedushin. What's it talking about? And therefore you have no kasha. It's talking about a completely different topic in Gansan. What's that different topic called? Not a Shtar Kedushin. Go ahead, the second wide line on Testament base. Gemara says lo.
Lo shari?
No, lo, it's wrong. Shtar ipsikta. Okay?
That's right.
Lo says lo, it's wrong. What is it?
Shtar ipsikta.
What is shtar ipsikta?
Shtar ipsikta.
Shtar ipsikta means that it's a tanoim. That they made a what? They made a deal. Lamaisa. Go ahead. Kerev
Gidol
Amarav.
Kerev Gidol Amarav. Amarav Gidol Amarav. Kima Ata. No same Livinacha.
How much are you going to give to what?
Your son.
How much are you going to give to represent your son? That's what the father of the kala says to who? The father of the kala says to the what?
The chassan.
Says to the father of the chassan. How much are you going to give for your son? So he answers kach v'kach, a few hundred thousand. You got to know how to read it properly. Then he continues and he says, well, you know what? I'm going to give a few hundred thousand for my son lebitcha. Then he says back to the father of the kala, how much are you going to put in? You follow how to read it? You just don't skim it over. Lebitcha, he says, so then he responds, kach v'kach, I'm going to what? Go ahead and do what? I'm going to ahead and go and do such and such money. So go ahead, what happens? Amdu?
Amdu v'kachu. Kanu hehen hadvarim
hanikta. Amdu v'kachu, they got up and they had a kedushin. Kanu, it's a good kinyan. Henen hadvarim hanikta b'amira. It's a good kinyan. And therefore what? These are things that are considered to be dvarim and nikdim b'amira. Okay? Meaning to say the following. That this is binding even though it was a what? Even though it was a verbal agreement. Okay? So the Gemara says the topic is not what? Shtar Kedushin. The topic is something else called what? Tanoim. And they wrote a shtar that this the agreement was binding. You follow me? So the topic is completely different. It's not a shtar kedushin. It's a binding shtar that's going to be a proof for what? For the concept of the tanoim. Go ahead, read Rashi. What does Rashi say? Shtar ipsikta.
Was it the shtar or was it the amira?
The amira is the kinyan. The shtar is just what makes it a milva what? Milva diksav. Because what's a milva alpe? Oral loan. Oral loan can only collect from what? Nechasim b'nei chorim. A written loan can you collect even from who? Nechasim mishubadim, even from the lakuchos that have land. Okay? But the kinyan is the binding verbal agreement. But it's transformed into a shtar halva if you write a shtar. Okay?
So there was a shtar in that case of Gidol?
No, there doesn't have to be. They just said kach v'kach l'maisa. But the shtar, when we said elamidash neim, you cannot write the shtar, a shtar psikta, to be a binding agreement which transforms it into a shtar halva, unless you have the rishus of both. Because they might not want to have it to be a shtar of the chasim shubadim. Why not? Because you want to keep it with yourself. If you don't have any money, okay, you don't have any money. But if the lakuchos have their property taken away, if it makes you look bad in the future. So if you want to transform it from in the milva to a milva biksav, you need what? You need permission to be able to do that. Okay? From both of them. If you don't have permission from both of them, it's considered not to be what? Not right, okay? It's ein chavin l'adam al b'funav. It's a bad thing, l'maisa, that you're transforming into a milva what? Milva b'shtar, okay? It's not an advantageous thing. So let's see Rashi. So we read the Rashi. Go ahead. Right.
The
fact that they're going to get married, So they have a gemiras das and there's a kinyan, because it's like each one's giving an kinyan to one another. Okay, that's why Tyson Sanhedrin says very similarly why it's not an asmachta. What happens if someone breaks off the engagement? Why do you have to pay the money? Why is it not an asmachta? In other words, they only put money in the pot with the assumption they're going to get married. Now the engagement break off. Why do you still have to pay? Because it's not an asmachta, Taisa says in Sanhedrin Chafeim et al, because each one stands to lose. If it's bilateral, then that's not an asmachta. Okay? You remember we learned that in the Sugya of gambling? So that's an important din. So what does he say? Yeah, well, Osanat Tanoim, go ahead, Kamar. Adam are not allowed to write a star on their own. Ella what? You need their permission. Well, go ahead. Exactly. Because they would probably want it to be an oral loan. What's the din in the Mishnah in Bobasar? Again, Milval Peh, you only go over from what? If I lend Ben money, $100,000, I come after 3 days, Ben, give me the money. He doesn't have the money. I can take his property, which is called B'nei Chorin. Freed up property up to $100,000. But in those 30 days, if he sold a parking lot to Adam, and you don't have any freed up property, I can go to Nechas Mishabat and take it away. Now, he'll eventually have to collect cash back from me because he got ripped off. But the din is, Allah Halamais, you're able to what? You're able to switch it. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? So people don't want Nechas Mishabat because then your name might go bad in the business world. Okay? You want to keep it a Milval Peh. Your name will go bad anyway, but not as bad because no one's going to be hurt by it. You follow me? People heard you couldn't pay back a loan, that's bad. But now if people actually get hurt by it because he had his parking lot taken away, he wanted the parking lot. Okay, he might get his cash back, but he's been strategizing for years to get this parking lot. Now it's taken away from him. So you can't write it up until you have permission. Okay? So at the end of the day, how do you fit it into our sugya? So therefore what? It sheds no light on our sugya. This is not talking about Shtar Kiddushin. The Gemara rejects it and says the topic is talking about what? Shtare psikta, which is tanoim, yes? Istama shtar raya, that there was a binding verbal agreement. Has nothing to do with the shtar kedushin. So it sheds no light on our machlokstin Rapop and Rishravya, and Rapop and who else? Rav and Ravina against Rapop and Rishravya. Okay, that's the most... Lo, shtare psikta. Okay, you got me? All right, we got this? Now I want you to get this down. Is this binding kinin diraisa drabana? Okay, before we get to the taisis. Is this the Arisa of the Rabbanan, this kinyan that's being done between the what? Between the and there's a few. Number one, we have to ask three kashas. I want you to get. Is this the Arisa of the Rabbanan? We won't answer them. We're not going to answer them in order. No. Yeah. In other words, is this kinyan that's binding? Is it a kinyan the Arisa or kinyan the Rabbanan? Number one. Number two is this only limited to at the times of kedushin? And number three is halacha lamaisa. Who's the relationships here? Okay, who are the relationship here? Is it a father with the what? With the father of the kala? So let's go one by one. First of all, again, let's go like this. The three questions we have to see now before we get to the taisis is number one: is it only kedushin or even nisuin? This din about making a pledge to make the agreement, put money in for the marriage. Is it kedushin or nisuin? That's number one. Number two, we want to know is that who is doing this pledge? Is it the fathers that are doing it? What happens if it's a brother and a mother and a brother? Is it the chassan and kala? That's the second question we have to investigate. And the third question we got to investigate is this the raisa or the rabbana? Okay, you got it. Before we even get to the taisis, okay. So let's go. Number one, from the maskanas of Gemara, what does it seem to be that this could apply? What? What do you think this could apply? This could apply not just during Kedushin, but even during Nisun. Okay? I mean, we want to make this couple's wedding or marriage life very fine financially. So this could be a binding agreement. Could have Mishas Kedushin or Nisun. No? That's the simplest reading of the Gemara. However, if you look in the Kesef Mishnah I gave you, in Perichav Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel Chasishis in the Beis Yosef, Perichav Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel Chasishis, he quotes the Rivash that's mistopic. Is this only by Kedushin? Is this only by Kedushin the Amira works? Amdu v'kitchu? It did say Amdu v'kitchu. Or is this also b'nisuin? So if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Mechira, Pirik Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, he only mentions nisuin. Now what does that mean? It obviously it's got to apply to Kedushin. So when he says Asuin, it means what? Why does Rav Gidl mention Kedushin? Because even Kedushin is Kiruv Das. What does Kiruv Das mean? They love each other. The families want to make sure that they're going to be okay financially, yes? So the Maisa, there's Kiruv Das. What does Kiruv Das mean? That they love each other. So the halacha is in the suin, for sure it works. But the Rambam, the Chiddush of the Gemara is that it works even when? It even works what? Even works for Kedushin. Okay? So yeah, the Rambam only mentions the suin, but he doesn't dafka mean the suin. The Gemara has it even by Kedushin. It works by both. But the Chiddush of the Gemara is that it works even by Kedushin. Because you might not hold, you know, might not say they're holding by the step of mamash getting married. You know, they can't be together until the Nisuin, so maybe the Kiruv Das is not as great. Doesn't make a difference. It applies also by the Kiddushin as well. Okay, we got this? You got it? That's the Shita Halach Lomaisa. Okay, there is a strange Mordechai. Please get it down. Very bizarre Mordechai in Simon Reish Samach Gimel that says it's only by Kiddushin. Does not work by Nisuin. Which is nuts. The Mordechai writes in Ksubis Reish Samach Gimel that only works for the Kiddushin. It does not work b'shas nesuin. Why is that difficult? Based on what we just said, I'll be svara. The Kiruv Das is stronger. Number two, what does the Gemara say in Psachim? Not in Psachim, but in Ksubis. What does the Gemara say in Ksubis on Kuf Beis and Beis? That the Mishnah that says Nosis Isha is talking about what? It's talking about Rav Gidl and Rav. What does the Mishnah say? Hanosei. What does Nosei say? Nesuin or Kedushin? Nesuin. So the Gedulei Truma says it's crazy. It's nuts, this Mordechai. But I want you to get it down. There is such a sheet in Rishon that says it only applies to Kedusha, which is nuts.
Why do you say the same thing? So why do you say that it's nuts that the Rivash has a sphincter?
Same thing. Same thing, Allah Lamaisa. It's the same thing. Right. Is it only by the Kedusha and Allah Lamaisa or Gam and Asun? It's also very difficult.
Why is it less difficult?
Definitely works. It's got it. It definitely works by both.
Why?
Because the Mishnah has it. The Mishnah has it in Ksubas. The Gemara says Gnosis Isha. And it attaches to the sharp sikhtar of Gidol Marav. It's talking about Nisuin. So obviously Allah Lamais is talking about Bashas Nisuin. It's very difficult to say, but you're right. You have to know the Shittas and Rishonim. Okay? The Rivash had a Safek, and the Mordechai Dafka says it only works Bashas Kiddush, doesn't work Bashas Nisuin. Very difficult to say Allah Lamais. Okay. So that answers the first question we asked. Okay? All right, number two. What's the second question? Who's the relationships? There is no doubt, halacha lemaisa, there is no doubt that we're talking about the chassan and kala themselves. The Rambam writes in Perek Chaf Gimel, halacha yud gimel. Let's get it. Chaf Gimel, halacha yud gimel. The Rambam writes that the man and woman themselves, if they're rich or wealthy, they can come up with how much they're going to put in the pot when they get married, and they're kanu ba'amira. The Kesef Mishnah says, where did the Rambam get it from? From the Morgan Ksubis, Kuf Beis, and Beis. Says, Tarip Sikta, and it's talking about a Baal, it's Posek Lisha. It's not talking about parents. Them straight up. And the Lashna Rashi and Ksubis says, on the top, what'd you say?
He's agreeing with the Rambam.
Yeah, he's agreeing with the Rambam. And the Rashi says the same thing as the Rambam. Okay. Rashi and Ksubis, Kuf Beis, and Beis. I'll read you the Lashon. I'm a Kuf Beis, and off on the top. Write it down. You got it? Rashi says, excellent. Right there. You have it. You're reading it there. Excellent. It's right there. So Lamaisa, Rambam, the Gemara, Rashi, and Ksubis, Beferish, the man and woman can do it themselves. Okay. Question is, the Rif and the Rosh quote Yushalmi, and the Yushalmi says, only the father, when you start moving to other relatives, who are the other relatives can do this? That it's a binding agreement.
Fathers.
Oh, so get this down. The Rif and the Rush in the Ksubas, they quote Yushami, Dafka, the father to the daughter works. Only a father to the daughter. But a brother, but a mother for the daughter, okay? A mother for the daughter or a brother for his sister, forget about it. You follow me? The only one who can represent the father, the chassan, is who? The only one that can represent the daughter is who? Is the father. You follow me? The mother and brother cannot represent to do this.
Don't we see that in the Torah, though, the love unto?
It's not talking about this. It's not talking about tanoim there. Not talking about that. That's the Maisa Kedusha. This is the tanoim, the money to put in. Okay, it's good. It's good nukuri. You got it? So please get this down. The Rambam says in Pirkei of Gimel Loch Yudalud, please get this down, that it's only the father. For sure the man and the woman Ben themselves are good. We're talking about other relatives now. So the Rambam says the only other relatives that can represent the Kal is the father. Okay? Rambam says this befares the Riff and the Rush quote the same thing. You follow me? Of course the Chas and the Kal themselves can make a binding agreement. But when we're talking about other relatives, we take our Gemara very seriously, it means the father. The father can only represent the Kal, and that's it. No one else.
What about, let's say, an adopted girl or a father figure for this girl?
Okay, probably it's good. Probably it's good. But not a brother or a mother.
So seriously.
There's not a brother or a mother. Halach lamaisa. Correct. And the truth is, you really could break this down even further, which we're going to get to in the Tosfos, Bez Hashem, but it's an interesting shaila. Let's say you have a situation where the father's representing the chassan and the brother or the mother's representing the kala. Let's say on one side of the agreement, there's a father. On the other side, it's not. What would you say in that case? You want to say it would work? Miri has 2 days. Miri says it's 2 days.
It works, it doesn't work.
Maybe you could say the Lamaisa that, you know, one side is enough to make it serious enough. Because you would say Lamaisa that, you know, as long as there's on one side that there's enough of a pledge that's strong, that's matched on the other side. You could say such a svar.
Yeah, the Riff and the Rush said that only the father and the daughter works. Not for that brother or the mother will not work.
Right, I would agree, but maybe they were talking about a case where neither sides have a father. Maybe where you have a side where one of the sides are the father, maybe that's enough. You'll match that pledge of agreement because the father, you know, is all the geld. He's the one who's in charge. So maybe that's enough. I would say like you guys, but there is 2 days in the Miri quotes a machlokes about this halacha lemaisa. That was an interesting concept, halacha lemaisa, okay? So let's get that, okay? Maybe it's enough to have one side the father, the other side, even though it's not a father, will match it because, you know what, he wants to make it equal. It's possible to say like that. Interesting, halacha lemaisa, okay? Gami mech mischayv levad. It could very well be Allah is such a case. Okay, it's a chiddush.
It has to be that the brother slash mother is on the girl side, and the father is on the guy side. Because when it comes to that guy, brother slash father slash mother can't do it.
Yeah, brother slash mother is definitely not good for the brother. Right,
yeah,
correct.
So in that topic that the Miri brought, or was that the girl had the brother and the boy?
Yes,
brother,
only the girl. That's the way we said it. The father, the son's being represented by his father.
More of a suffix because I feel like we care more about the girl being represented better than the guy, no?
Not necessarily, Lamaisa. You'll say that even though the chassan has his father, but Lamaisa, the mother and the brother are representing the kala, want to match that strength.
Just in general, not in this case.
The brother and mother only comes up for the girl.
I'm saying, but just in general, in this case of Kiddush, we care more about the girl being represented than the guy.
I don't know necessarily. Why do you say that? I mean, it's a pledge of agreement. Yeah, same level. A pledge of agreement. Okay, good. So that's Lamaisa. That answers the second question. And then lastly, Lamaisa, and the truth is, we'll get to the detail in the Tosfos. The last question I want you to get to is the third one, is whether it's deraisa or derabanan. Is it binding or not? Okay? Is it binding? So, the Chazon Ish and Rabbi Chanan both say it's deraisa. Okay? Chazon Ish and Rabbi Chanan both say it's the Raisa. Chazon Ish and Siman Nun Hesef Kantes Ibn Ezra.
What's their reason?
He says because it's Hana. Hana's like Kesef.
Because Hana is the Raisa.
Yeah, because they're so happy about getting married, it's like Adam Chashev. It's like the case of Adam Chashev, where you get Hana. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. Makes a lot of sense. Yes? Okay? It's like you Makabal or Adam Chashev. So the Kesef, it's a Kinid Raisa. It's like Hana. Rabbi Chanan says a different shot, Yosef, why it's deraisin. Oh, Shin Lamed Vav. He quotes from Tosfos, Shin Lamed Vav in Ksubas. He says it's not midin kesef, but it's midin gemiras das. It's so like gemiras das. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. He quotes the Tosfos in Ksubas on that sugya in Kuf Beis and Aleph, kind of like what the Rav said by Kinyan Suter. It's a pledge of a pledge of allegiance in a Kinyan das. This is the same thing because the Hana is so great. They're so happy. They have a high level of gemiras das. You don't need a mice of kinyan. Normally we always say, what are the three ingredients for a kinyan? Das makta, das kain, and a mice of kinyan. But what's the major element? The mice of kinyan. There's a side requirement of das kain and das makta. Yes? However, when it comes to suitor, the ikr is the das. So too here, the ikr is the das. They love each other so much, they don't need a Maisa Kinyan. Okay? Fine. Halacha
L'Maisa. What's the story of the Chazanish?
Chazanish holds like Kesef. Hana is like Kesef. There's the Yatzon Hana, they're getting married, it's like Kesef. So they both hold this D'Raisa. However, if you look in the Miri here, the Miri has a suffix, okay? Whether it's D'Raisa or the Rabbanon. And he basically says as follows, and I want you to get it. He points out, very interesting, that according to the Rashbam, which we're going to get to in the Tosis, God willing, he holds all things at Takanas Chachamim. Okay? What's the Takanas Chachamim, Tzvi? Please get it. What's the Takanas Chachamim? The Takanas Chachamim is, and I want you to get this, that it's binding, because if it's not binding, you know what people think? People think the Kedusha was out tonight, that this money's given. And if the money's not given, they're going to think there's no what? There was no Kedushin, which is not true. The Kedushin's valid no matter what. This is a side point, right? But it's a Takanas Chum, it's very interesting that we made this binding so that people won't think that if the money is not paid, they'll think the Kedushin's off, which was not true. It was not a Kedushin out tonight. It's a very interesting din, no? It's a Takanas Chachamim that it's binding so that we make the guy pay, because if they don't pay, people think the Kedushin's off, which was not true. It is a good Kedushin no matter what. And that fits beautifully with whose opinion, which we're going to get to in Tosfos Rashbam, that says that what? When is it binding? Only when you get up and do it right after the Kedushin, right? So that's what he wants to say. It's a Takanas Chachamim in accordance with that Rashbam.
Even with this Xer, though,
Takana.
Sorry, yeah. Takana.
Yes.
If people won't pay,
yeah,
then they'll still think that it was. Then you're not saving anything.
Sure, you are.
Like, let's say the guy still decides he doesn't want to pay.
Well, we're calling him. We'll take him to the interior. We make him pay.
But I'm saying,
but I'm saying you're not worried about it. It's a good point, but we're not worried about it because you're going to make him pay. Okay. The din is you got to pay. We'll call him to pay. Okay, so therefore the insurance that it'll always pay ensures that, like you said, they doesn't pay and people think it's off. That never will happen.
Yeah.
Okay? Yes, Svi.
They always say with the fathers and the mother and brother.
Yes.
If there is no father, could Beis represent them?
Yeah, usually not, though. We always have a relative represent.
I thought usually Beis does, though. Like if
no, that's only Apotropos. Apotropos. That's by the York. No, by Yisomen. By orphans. Yisomen. She's not an orphan, Lamaisa, okay? If she's an orphan, you get one vigil, not a bezdin. You get an apitropos, okay? All right, because if you bezdin, be objective, because there's a din tayr. Aye, 1 second. The Gemara says in Ksubis, how do you say it's a takanas chachamim? Doesn't the Gemara say the hana that they're mishchasin zeim zeh? We saw the Rashi, right?
Yeah.
So I want you to get this down. He says that's not dikur tam. Dikur tam, the only reason why that Gemara quoted that is that shouldn't be a halach without a tam. So they added a svara. But really, you didn't need it. Okay? Really didn't need it. No, just the Gemara says as far as. So how can you say it's a Takanas Chachamim? It's like you make up a new reason. So the Ikar reason is the Takanas Chachamim. The Gemara just added as far as, that it should make more sense. Gemara says a Kuf Bezim Bezim Ksuv Shem Chastin Zem Zeh. Rashi says they're so happy that they're getting married. Gamri Umakne. Right? Rashi said, Abayas, Mechastin Adodi. Gamri Umakne. Right? So the Gemara, so he points out that's not the Ikar reason. The Ikar reason is what? Is the Takanas Chachamim they shouldn't think Kedushin's off. That reason was just added on. So people shouldn't think it's a din without a tam. Okay?
What was
that? The Gemara Svarim, Ksubas, Kuf Beis, and Beis, that the fact that they're so happy they're getting married, they're Gamri Omakne. Hano. That's not the Iker Svar. The Iker Svar is the Takanas Chachamim. They shouldn't think Kedushin's off. They just added it on. They shouldn't think the din is without any reason. You follow me? But at the end of the day, according to what? According to the Rashbam, what is a din? It's a Takanas Chachamim, Heinei Nikdim Ba'amira. It's only a din D'Rabbanan. It's not a din D'Raisa. You got me? What? Follow this up, and then there would be one more shita. What would the other shita in Tosis that says what? That it works even later, after the what? It works, it's binding, even if you get married 6 months later to the Kedushin. That shita holds it's a din what? D'Raisa. It's the only when you put a juxtaposition like the Rashbam that it works only under the kitchen. Do you hold the Takanas Chachamim? Get that down. But if you hold like the other sheet in Taisus, then it's a what? Then it's a bona fide din D'Raisa on its own. I mean, if you hold that Heinei Nikdim Ba'amira works even if they get married a year later, even if they have Kedushin a year later, why is it binding, Yosef? It's binding because it's a din D'Raisa on its own. Either like the Chazon Ish, that it's like Hanah, or either like the Rebbe Chana, it's a Gemiras Das. High level Gemiras Das, like a Kinyan Sudur. Okay? You got it? Okay, so those are the three kashas we just tackled. Okay? Three different questions we just tackled about whether it's binding. Number one was what? Is it Kedushin Nisuin? Number two is what? Regarding the relatives, right? And number three is what? Whether it's Dirai Sadr Rabbanan. You got me? Zuck Taisus, sweet. Let's go. Oh.
Tema.
Bomb kasha. Go ahead.
The Perek Sheni. The
Perek Shnei Dayane Gezeris. That's how you read it. Shnei. Shnei Dayane Gezeris.
Perek Shnei Dayane Gezeris.
Ksub is Kuf Tesim and Aleph.
Tanan ha hosek me'os le chosnam. Upasha lo esarayel. Teshev es shetalvin. Rosha ulama.
Teshev as shetalvin Rosha.
Belama teshev yeshena. Vayikra temo.
Vayikra chamav ledin. What's the kasha? What does the Mishnah say? A father got up and was posting Moos Lachosno. He said he'd give $100,000 to his son-in-law. Right? Where does that come from? Please get it. Nunbez, Nunbez. There's an institution called a dowry. What's a dowry called? A nedunya. What is a nedunya? How does a father get his daughters to get married? The Gemara says. How does a father get his daughters to get married? He offers a dowry. So that the man will want to marry the girl, correct? That's in Ksubis Nun Beis and Beis. In fact, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu about this. Yes? Amar Rabbi Yechon Meshur Meshur Min Yochai B'nei Ma Tiknu Ksubis Benin Dichrin. What is Benin Dichrin? A Nedunya. Kedei Sheyikvetzu Adam Yichso Lichbo L'Kibino. So that, and it says a pasuk. It says the Yeraisa. The Tiris, it says Bar Sanami Yeraisa. The Siv Tkish. There it is. There's a notion of a nedunya. You follow me? That a father should offer something, money for what? For the son to marry her. So what's posik mean? You made up, you give $100,000, and what happens? The guy goes bankrupt. What does pashalo asarego mean? Pashalo, it means he loses all his money. That's the expression of modern Hebrew. That's where it came from, the Mishnah. Guy goes chapter 11. Okay? God forbid, he goes chapter 11. So what happens? So what does he offer? You know what Rashi says he offers? Take the mud or dirt off my shoe. That's what it means. Poshut lo asarego, literally. It's an expression, a guy went chapter 11, but literally means he says to the son-in-law, take off the dirt off my shoe. Or what's the other shot? Or he says, hang me up by my feet. You can hang me up by my feet. I got nothing else to give me. I got nothing else to give you. Okay? You follow me? I want you to get down. Those are the two Pshat Rashis. The Rambam says he hit the road. He ran away. He doesn't say that he what? Went bankrupt. The Rambam says he escaped. What did you say? Exactly. Exactly. He didn't even say the Kasha yet. We're going to see. That according to the Rambam, the Kasha doesn't start. Yisra Bracha points it out. Pilus pointed out yesterday. But what does it say? The guy went busted. He doesn't have $100,000. So what's the din? She should rot. Let the girl sit there until her hair gets white. Achatal bin Rosha. Did you hear what I said? Let her rot till her hair gets white. That's the din. What does Tosfos ask? He says, why? Why should she rot till her hair gets white? Marry her and take your father-in-law to a din Torah because it was a binding agreement. Make him borrow money from someone. You follow me? That's the kasha of Tosfos. You got it?
What's the suggestion of the Gemara? Just do nothing.
The Mishnah, it's a Mishnah. It says, let her sit till her hair gets white. She should rot. Meaning that what? It's not, you know, they did a Kedushin already. She's an Arusa. And now the guy doesn't want to marry her because he's got no money. So she should rot. That's why I said, wait around. Let her hair go rot white. That's literally what it means. So he's asking, why? Let him marry her, Svi. Why should she be punished? Yes? And let him take her to a din Torah, Yosef. You follow me? That's Tosfos Kasha. You got what I'm saying? Now this is all according to the Chachamim matter. Please get down. What does Admon say? Admon in that Mishnah says, no, the woman's Yechola, he tomer, Ilani Pasakti, Latzmi. If I would have said I'd give you $100,000 to the chassan herself, then I should sit here and rot till my hair gets white. My father's the one who opened his mouth. and promised it. And he went busted. Mani yichol lasos. What am I supposed to do? O kenos, o patur. Either marry me or divorce me. Who do we paskin like? Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Roani is divri admo. Please get it. We paskin like who? Admon, that she doesn't sit and rot. But our Tosis is asking for the Tanakama. I looked up the Rambam. I looked up the Rambam. We paskin beferish like who? Like admon. No doubt. Okay? Let me give you the Maramokam. I looked it up right before Shir. Okay? We paskin like admon. The Mishnah says it. Kimat. We paskin like admon. Rav Gamliel said, Ani roes divri admon. Where's the Rambam? Chaf gimel tet zayin. Okay?
Why would we think that without a rot? She's
what'd you say?
Why would we even think that
she would
let her
off? So my colleague is Tanoim. Because the Chassan really got messed over. Yeah. Chassan got messed over. So if the Chassan got messed over, it's not fair. He didn't want. He wanted. He was promised $100,000. He didn't get $100,000.
We also think that the father now
that's ridiculous.
The father feels bad.
Right. I mean, Lamaisa, the svar of the Tanakhama is that he got messed over. Also, you can add on what I said to Pinchas yesterday is that it could very well be that it'll motivate who? It'll motivate the father to come up with the money. He doesn't want his daughter to get stuck as a Naguna, right? So, I mean, you hear what I'm saying, Adam?
Yeah, but like, seriously.
I'm saying it, you shaped it like it's terrible. I'm adding on to it might not be so terrible in the end, because it will motivate the father to what? I mean, to raise the money.
It motivates the father to raise the money, but the guy really shouldn't, it just doesn't make sense.
Okay, but I think it does make sense if you say it like I just said it. Yisabraka makes a svar like that. It could very well be that what? Eventually, he'll get the money. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin like she's in charge. Okinos and Mira are divorced. That's it. But we're asking according to Tanakhama. So what's the kasha? So you say over the kasha. What?
Admon.
We paskin like Admon. Aleph, Dalad, Mem, Vuv, Vav, Nun. Roa, Nisdi, Avnivir, Admon. That's the Mishnah over there. You look up the Mishnah. Kuf Chesim is running out of Kuf Tesim and Aleph. And Rogamil chimes in and says, I like Admon Shita better. Okay? I like Admon Shita better. You always got to look it up. Right? Well, we say that. Admon says, O kenos, O patur. Okay, the lashon is, O kenos, O patur. Either marry me or divorce me. Kenos, O patur. That's the din of Admon. And that's what we paskin in the Rambam. What halacha was it? Pirachov Gimel, halacha Tet Zayin. Yes? And Ilchasishis. I just looked it up before Shir. Okay?
And the Ein Mishpat says,
he says, Beferish. What'd you say?
Ein Mishpat says, Gimel. Chav Gimel, Gimel.
I can't hear you. What? Yeah, look, it's right here. Okay. Tzof Gimel Yud Zayin. No, it's Yud Zayin. And Tet Zayin. Okay, we got it? So tell me over to Kasha. According to the Tanakhama, who were saying we don't paskin like what? Says what? What does the Tanakhama say? Let her sit and rot, right? What do you mean let her sit and rot? Let him marry her and take the father on the turn. It's binding. Why is it binding? Dvarim Hene Niklin Divrei Amira. It's a bomb Kasha. Okay. So what's the terrence of this? Halach lomais. But why don't you get all the makoros? Nun bezim bezim institution of Nedunya. Been in different. Based on that pasuk in your meow. Okay? It's based on that pasuk in your meow and what it means. Pasuk is a regal. It's on nun bezim bez. It's an amazing thing that pasuk says. He has to, you know, make sure. It's unfortunate that everything, even in the times of Mishnayos, financially lomais is an important thing. You know what I mean? Financial is an important thing. You shouldn't be looking for, you shouldn't be a gold digger. When you want to marry a woman, you shouldn't be a gold digger. But it must have been, but the money, people can't what? You can't deny the money, right? A lot of times, unfortunately, right? You can't deny the money. People shouldn't think. It wasn't even on my mind, you know? Wasn't even on my mind. Hope it's not on your guys' minds, you know? It's disgusting, no? Check out the guys' bank account, things of that sort, no? You know guys like that? I hope not. You don't marry a girl because you want to become a, you know what I mean? There are guys like that. They're called gold diggers. It's not right, okay? You follow me?
But this way, it's also the other way around, too, by the way.
The other way around, what do you mean by what? By the girls? No, I don't think so. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
100%.
What, they want to find, the girl wants to find a man that's, a, okay.
Yeah.
I never heard that before. Okay, good. Okay, good. You got it? Okay, so that's Tosis Kasha. Clear? Go ahead, Steve. Let's go. What's Tosis Teretz? Let's see inside. Go ahead. Lamekim Bedina. What does that mean? You tell me. Yeah, it's a big thing to go to a Beis Din. It's embarrassing. You got to go to a Din Torah. You got to pay the Dayanim. It's not a simple matter. So you know what? So don't give me this business, let him what? Let him take you to a din Torah, Lamaisa. You can't just say that. He doesn't want to do that. Even though Lamaisa, he doesn't want to matrich his atzmo. So what's bothersome with this far? What does that mean? Let's think about it. What's the Teretz HaTaisis? What's the Teretz HaTaisis? He doesn't want, we don't want to matrich the what? We don't want to matrich the chasin to go to what? To him to a din Torah. Oh, and because you don't want to matrich a guy to go to a din Torah, she should sit as an aguna her whole life? No?
Well, it's not that we don't say he doesn't want, isn't it?
I understand, but why don't we, the psak is, she rots. Why don't we paskin, you gotta marry her, and then take him to a din Torah? So the reason why we don't make that psak is because we don't want to what? We don't want to matrich him. You follow me? So because we don't want to matrich him, she should sit as a what? As an aguna? So what's the answer to that? What I said before? The answer is that's going to motivate the father to what? To come up with a gel. That's what you have to add on. That's what the Yisra Bracha makes a nekuda. But I think it's a great nekuda. You got to say like that, halacha l'maisa. He's going to feel bad. I'll try to raise as much money as he can do. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? You got it? That's the answer what? That's the answer, halacha l'maisa. The answer is it's binding. There's no doubt it's binding. But the bottom line is that I don't want to matriarch the guy. Oh, because you don't want to matriarch the guy, she's going to live as a what? Is it a guna? No, at the end of the day, hopefully she won't be in a guna, he'll raise the money. But it's definitely binding. And it's definitely binding. And that also Pippas might motivate him to what? Raise the money. Because why? It's binding. You know what I mean? They're going to be after him, basically. Okay, that's number one. Go ahead.
Rashbam.
Number two, Rashbam.
Rashbam perish.
Amdu. Notice it said Amdu in our Gemara. See, didn't it say Amdu? When you did the conversation, kakla kakla, this is Amdu Bikichu, no? So what is the answer of the Rashbam? That what? That when they get married immediately after the Tanaim, the Amdu, then what? Then it's binding. Vahi Dishne Gayana Gazaris to the case of Ksubis. Go ahead. That's not about a case where what?
It's not.
Where they did not mekadesh mitoch hadvarim. Where they got married, they got a kedusha 5 months later. So get this down. So it's 5 months later, therefore it's not what? It's not binding, but it's enough to what? No, it's enough to make her what? It's enough to make her rot. What was the psak in the Mishnah Ksubis? That she has to sit there until her gets white. Because they did agree on it. So it's like a quasi type of binding. It's not binding enough you take him to a din Torah, but it is what? Binding enough that what? That he could let her rot. Because keep in mind, they already had what? Keep in mind, halacha l'maisa, it's talking about a situation where what? Where the Gemara Ksubis is shelo kitchu mitoch advarim, right? They got married when? In Ksubas, they got married a month after the Tanaim, a year later after the Tanaim. It wasn't immediate. So you know what? It's not as binding. He has the ability to let her rot the chassan, but he has no ability to take him to a din Torah. That's why I say it's like in the middle of the road. You follow me? It's like a quasi-binding. What do I mean by quasi-binding? That he has the right to make her rot, but he doesn't have enough strength to take her to a din Torah, to take the father of the din Torah.
He's going to get married here. Why does he want to get the whole
thing? He's not going to get married. He'll marry another woman. It's before Cherem Ben Gershon. He'll marry another woman. He was ripped off. He was deceived.
It's not a business.
He was deceived. It was Tanoim. He said he would get $100,000 when he got married.
It's not a business arrangement. It's
not a business arrangement, but it was part of the deal.
So then the whole...
It's part of the deal. No, it wasn't Kedushin Al Tanai, but it was...
The whole way to do this is to not...
But I want you to understand this, I want you to get this down. So according to the Rashbam, Hainim Nikim Amir is a Kenyan what? Pinchas? It's a kinyan in the Rabbana. Whereas according to the first day in Taisus, what is the nature of the kinyan? The Araisa. You follow what I'm saying? This far of the Oana Gadametriach, we hold it's binding Minatira. We hold it's binding Minatira. We just don't want a Matriach, a guy to what to do it. But it is binding Minatira. You see, you read this Taisus, you wouldn't think like that. I'm saying that's Kufa to Machlaikis in these 2 days so far. So machloek is whether it's binding or not. He doesn't make that distinction between whether it's kedushin or not the first day. It's binding whether it's 8-9 months later. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
First day in Taisa, because the first day in Taisa holds mina taira. Second day in Tosfos like that Miri, that's a Takanas Chacham. You follow me? That people think it's contingent on the money. And when there's no money, it's not going to be what? It's not going to be good. You follow what I'm saying? It's a shtickle. You hear what I'm saying? Saying the 2 days in Tosfos arguing whether it's the Raisa Drobonim. Go ahead. Why does he like the second day in Tosfos? Umiyu. I'm sorry. Umikomakom.
Umikomakom. Yachar Shaskinu Al Kach. Teshav Ad Shetalvin Rosha.
What does that line mean in Tosfos? That's the quasi binding. Exactly. Since they did agree on it, even though it's not binding completely, because why? Why is it not binding completely, Alach Lamaisa? Because why? Because they didn't do it right away. Yes? They didn't do the Kedusha right away. So therefore, the Kinyan Derabanan doesn't get off the ground completely. But it gets off the ground somewhat that he can let it rot. No one can say Kenoso Pater. Okay? Ben, you got me? So I'm saying that's Kufa de Machlaikis. Whether it's the Rice of the Derabanan. Yeah? It's a shtickle. You follow what I'm saying? Okay, go ahead. Why does he like the second teretz? So Miu? Miu and however. Yeah, there's no raya from Lashon Amdu that they have to do Kedushin immediately after the Tanoim. The Orcha the Gemara Bahaki. Gemara always says the word Amdu. Go ahead, come on. Go ahead, Amda.
Amda the Nisas.
The Yavamos Perik Bei Shammai. What does a Ketana Shalom Yana mean? What's the din of a Ketana that her father died? A Ketana, could she get married? Her mother and brother can marry her up, but that's only a Nisuin what? Midrabanan. If she wants to walk out on the guy, what's that called?
Mirun.
She has to go in front of a Beis Din. Bachogs, we need 3, 2, or 1. We learn in Sanhedrin, right? Yes? But she can only do it till she's what? Till she's 12. Once she becomes 12, the Nisuin develops to become Nisuin in the Torah. Yes? Yes, she can only do Miyun when she's a Ketana, correct.
Okay, she couldn't do, I thought it was
a Nair. No, only before she's 12. She's got to do it before she's 12. What happens if she goes out and gets married to another guy?
At which point?
At the point of being a Ketana.
While she still
was a Ketana. While she had Kedushin, right, to the first guy. Ein lecha Miyun gadol mizu, right? So we paskin Kedushin ischal and Nisuin ischal.
Yeah.
Because it's only Nisuin derabanan. So it could, another one, Nisuin, could be Chav. And in that, we view that Nisuin, she refused the what? I couldn't hear you.
How could she get married to another?
The brother or mother married her off.
It's another case of Miyun.
We view the Nisuin or Kedusha to another guy, the Gemara says, as a Miyun. As an automatic Miyun to the first guy.
Mother could just keep on doing this.
Correct. Rambam writes it. Multiple times a woman could get married before she's a Ketana. She gets married to Rabban or refusal only when the father's dead, right?
Yeah.
It's all Nisuin the Rabbanan. So by choosing another guy, that itself is a refusal. In fact, the Gemara Yavamas, I looked up, Kufchasim and Aleph, one second, Kufchasim and Aleph says even Kedushin or Nisuin. Either or is enough, okay? To do refusal. What'd you say?
So what if the father does that?
Well, the father's Kedushin Minatay, you need to get.
So he can't.
Well, once she gets divorced, she's Yisoma Bechaya Af, remember? Yeah. She's an orphan in the life of her father, she's on her own when she's a Ketana. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right, you got it? But this whole thing, I didn't want to skin that. This whole thing is just to show what? That the word Amda doesn't mean anything. All Amda means is a new state in life. That's all it means. Amda Venisa. She got up and got up. It literally has to be immediate, you know what I mean? Amda means she was married to this guy. She's Amda goes to another guy. Doesn't mean immediacy, like the first day, like Tysus thought it meant, right? He's using that as an expression. Amda is the Derech of the Gemara to talk like this. Okay? Excellent. Okay, third day and out. Third teretz to the Tosfos Kasha. He doesn't like the second day. Yes, third one. Go ahead, Rabbeinu Tam. This is her first marriage. So he loves the son-in-law. His first son-in-law. It's not the first son-in-law, but it's her first marriage. Correct. So he has a lot of kiruv das. That's why it's binding. About what? Oh, but Niksub is talking about a second marriage. So therefore it's not as binding. And when he goes busted, he can let her rot. Right? He can make her rot, but he can't take him to a din Torah. Because the Kiruv Das wasn't as strong. So it wasn't a real pledge. It was enough of a pledge we can make a rot. Right? The Chashuk can make a rot, but he can't take the father-in-law to a din Torah. Because the Kiruv Das wasn't there. You hear the vort?
Yeah.
Right? Whereas in here we're talking about a first marriage. Yes? V'chein?
V'chein hay amar ben tam ein niknin b'mira el kishah ab posek aval achil b'hama lo.
Beautiful. What's the say? What's that? What's Rabbi Natan say? He says that only time that Amira works is when the father's posek, but the brother and mother-in-law. Why does it say v'chein? Because what is the v'chein? We have to be, well, we have to think about what you tell me. Why do you think it's v'chein? Because this Teretz is talking about different levels of kiruv das. So and there are different examples that I can give you of levels of kiruv das. First marriage is what? There's a lot of kiruv das. A father, there's a lot of kiruv das. Second marriage, there's not a lot of kiruv das. A brother and a mother marrying off, there's not a lot of kiruv das. That's why you put it together. You follow me? That's why it's v'chein. Okay? Because these are different what examples where the kiruv das is not strong. Okay? That's what we're talking about, halacha l'maaseh. Okay? Clear? That's why I want you to get v'chein. V'chein hayi Rabbeinu Tam. Makes a lot of sense. Because the third teretz is levels of what? It's a barometer of how much kiruv das there is. Now the Miri gives a fourth teretz. I want you to get this. He says, only if both of them are the father of the son and the father of the kala, is it nikna b'amira. The Mishnah in Ksubas is talking about only the father of the ben. The kala was not represented by her father.
We just had a suffix with the Miri brought about that.
I'm saying the Miri uses that to answer the stira.
So he says what?
He says that our suit is talking about where both fathers are involved. Father of the chassid, father of the kala, therefore it's binding. Whereas the case in Ksubas is what? Is where the father of the ben is there, but the father of the daughter is not there. It's only a mother and brother. So therefore, okay, but on that side, Lamai said, that's why it's not considered to be fully binding. Okay? No, he's taking that. I'm saying he has a day to friend for the kasha taking a stand on that. That it's not binding.
But then we just say from the theory that he has a suffix.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you can take a side in that. He's not sure Ladina. He's not sure of Lamai said, but if you take that side, you can fret for the kasha, halacha l'maaseh. That's why he quotes Yesh Chokin that says what? When I say the Mir HaSavik, it's 2 days. He quotes Yesh Chokin that says also, even if one of the parties, Levad, is the father, it's enough. Exactly like you said. But I'm saying 1 day it said, no, it's not enough, and therefore what? It's not as binding. The other day it doesn't like that answer. All 3 of our days it doesn't like that answer. Because why? Because one, as long as one of the sides is the father, it's matched on the other side by a strength of the father, even though it wasn't the father of the kala. Yeah. It's meduyuk that the 3 days in Tisus. You got me thinking, Pinchas. Don't say this answer to the Miri because they all one side's enough. Halacha l'maaseh. But the 1 day in the Miri said there is a difference, and therefore that would be a good answer.
Why do we have to say the other 3 teretzim say that one side is enough?
What'd you say?
Why do we have to say that the other 3 teretzim say that one side?
Because why don't they give the Miri's answer? Let them give the Mir's answer. They hold no. They hold that one side is enough. The father produces that pledge, so the other side will match it, even though it's not the father. That's why they don't give that answer.
You're saying in the case of Ksubas, her father is not involved?
Yes, correct. Father, the son's involved. What'd you say? You're making a new kimta.
Doesn't say father in the Gemara.
No, it says posing mos l'chasono. We don't know if the father of the kala is there. Right?
His son-in-law.
So, right?
His son-in-law, so it's got to be the father.
I mean, you're saying the father of the cow has got to be there, Allah
Khalil Maisa?
His
son-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay,
Lamaisa, you're making a new kimta. Posik Maus Lachasono. Poshalo Sarego. Yeah, so it's sure. What Ben's point got a good point. It's a little difficult to lush it. You'll just say it's Lav Dafka, the representative. Okay? Doesn't say the Pharisee. I know Chasano usually means the father-in-law.
Maybe
okay,
saying
the representative, the brother, you know, or the mother.
Can't really mother.
It's a good aura you're saying. That's another reason maybe why the 3 terutzim don't like it. Doesn't fit the pshat well. I like it. It's a good aura, excellent aura. But it's not so difficult. You can say Chasano means a representative of who of the kala.
I don't think you have to say that the Pharisees are the other 3 sheikhs.
Why?
Because in Chasano maybe the Pharisees would. Maybe they would all agree. What the Miri is saying is that the girls are presented by a brother slash
father. Brother or mother.
Brother slash mother, yeah.
Brother
or
mother, right.
We wanted to die because the other 3 shitas
don't like that.
Because they would hold that if the father is only there,
it's enough.
So I'm saying maybe according to the Miri, if the father was only there for the girls, it would be enough. He's representing a case where the father
was only there for the girl, yeah.
The Miri would say, that's enough. And maybe they're only focusing on the side of the girl.
The Meiri's fourth answer is as follows. That our Gemara is talking about they're both fathers.
Yeah.
The Gemara Ksuba is talking about the father of the son is there, but the father of the cow is not there.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's not as binding.
Yeah.
So what are you saying?
We wanted to say that.
So I wanted to say the first three Terutzim don't like that other answer because they hold like that other day in the Meiri that holds as long as one side is the father of the Chassan's representing the Chassan, on the other side they will match that even though it's not the father of the Kala. That's all I wanted to say.
So I wanted to say that maybe the other Sushitas would agree that maybe the Meiri would say would the Meiri agree if it was the father of the girl on only one side?
Stoma would also be good.
It would be good, right?
Stoma,
so
yeah.
So maybe the other Sushitas was dealing on the side of the girl. And if it was only one representative only for the girl...
But they don't say that. They don't say that Teretz, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then they should have said that they don't get involved in that teretz, you know what I mean, of splitting the sides. They say a different teretz. Either you say what? Either you say they want to meet Turkmachriachum, either you want to Antikusha right away, or either a Brahman or a Kiruv Das. They don't get involved in what you're saying, you know what I'm saying? The truth is the matter is the third answer that brings in Kiruv Das, if anything, the Rabbeinu Tam should have said that. Because he starts getting in the Brahman of Kiruv Das, maybe he should have made this chiluk. And he doesn't say that chiluk. He says a chiluk between what? Between a first marriage and a second marriage, and he says a chiluk between the father and the mother, you know what I mean? But he doesn't use that as a teretz, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't use it as a teretz. Maybe they don't use it as a teretz because they hold if one of the sides is what? If one of the sides is enough, Lamaisa, as long as one of the sides is the father, it's binding on both sides, no matter what. Maybe. You see, Rabbeinu Tam said, it's when the father's pushing, but the brother and mother, pushing Shah Rabbeinu Tam, he's not being mechalik between, you know, as long as one side has a father. He's talking about a case where, you know, the father's not around, you know what I mean? When he says, Kisha'av posek, he meant the father on both sides, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He doesn't get involved with if the father's on one side or not. Mustama, if the father's on one side, that's enough, you know what I mean? Otherwise, maybe he should have said the terrors to the Meiri. He doesn't say the terrors to the Meiri. Okay. Meiri's a dirashkul me'achar. Okay. So it comes out, we have the different what? We have three different days, three different terutzim in what? In Taisvis, to answer this kasha, why it's not considered to be a problem, halacha lemaisa. It's an interesting din, halacha lemaisa, but as I said, we don't paskin like the Tanakam, we paskin like Admon, but a lot of times you see that there are chaps of big nafkaminin. Okay. Now, I want to get to the following. I don't know if we have time for the psak today, but let's continue now. The truth is, halacha lemaisa, I want you to get this down, and that is that what are we talking about here? What are we talking about when things are binding? What do you mean, what are we talking about? So, what do we normally say all the time? Ein adam makna davar shelo b'liyolo, correct? Chum say you cannot be makna future by a future. Meir says you can. So the Rambam is a phenomenal halacha. I want you to get this. The Rambam writes, in Pirik Yad Alef Halachatet Zayin Hilchus Mechira. That's the Ram we actually mentioned earlier, that he mentioned, this, you know, that was Yud Zayin about Nisuin. He only mentioned Nisuin, but of course it works by Kaddish. You know what the Ram says? This binding agreement verbally, yes? This binding agreement verbally, the Ram says, will work Halach Lomais even on something that's not a Dover Katsuf. What do you mean not a Dover Katsuf? You don't say an exact amount. Normally in Kinyana, what do you need? You need an exact amount, a davar katsuf. Oh, I'm going to be koning you a large amount of automobiles. It's a joke. What do you mean I'm going to be makni a large amount of automobiles? How many automobiles? 5, 10, tzvi, you follow me? In kinyanim, you need a davar katsuf. Let's write it on the board. You need a fixed amount. You know, I'm going to makni you a lot of automobiles. What does that mean? A lot of automobiles. It's a joke. You need a davar katsuf. Fixed amount. What'd you say?
Do we need, what's it
you
called?
Follow me, Tzvi? You need a Dover Katsuf for Kinyonim.
So the Kayetzef? I mean,
Kayetz is a Halach and Kinyin Kesef. A little bit different, Lamaisa. That was for the Kinyin Kesef to work, but in general, for all Kinyonim, Lamaisa. I'm going to give you what? I'm going to give you many basketballs. How many? How many basketballs? I'm going to give you many watches. How many watches? So the Rambam says, I knew you were going to say that. So the Rambam says, so the Rambam says, Halach and Lamaisa. You want what are they called? What are the fanciest watches?
Watches?
No. What's the fanciest watch? Rolex. You want Rolexes? You want many Rolexes? Okay, listen.
Patek Philippe.
So listen to this. The Rambam writes. Listen to this. The Rambam says that let's get it. That the Hain nicknamed by Mira, even if it's not a fixed amount, and the Rivosh and the Chuvis, Dibra Maskel of all asks the Rambam Soser himself. The Rambam Hilchos Shchiyah Matana Perek Vav Aluch Yud Zayin writes that Hain Hain Verm Nikim Amir is only on what? Only things that he has now, not a future. You got it? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shchiyah Matana Perek Vav Aluch Yud Zayin that it only works Hain Hain Dibra Amir and Davar Shiyesh Lo, meaning Lo what? Not a future. Davar Shiyesh Lo. Lo Dar Shlo B'Liol. Not something that doesn't exist yet. Lo Dar Shlo B'Liol. In Hilchos Shchiyah U'Matana. You got it? Rambam says Hilchos Shchiyah U'Matana Perek Vav Aluch Yud Zayin. Steer, says the Rivosh. Over here, he says in Hilchos Mechira that you can do a Davar Shena Kotzen. By this thing. He says he's going to give the Chassan a lot of Rolexes. And then in Hilchos Shchiyah U'Matana, he says, anything you promise, you got to have in your bank account right now. Got to have it in your garage. Really? It's a steer. So what's the answer?
Why is it a steer?
Oh, what does the Ritva write? The Ritva writes, even things that are nicknamed by mere works on a davar shlo b'liol. Ritva and Ksubas Kuf, because there is sheet in Rishonim that says it. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam doesn't say it, Halacha L'maisa. He's so dvar. The Rivash says, Halacha L'maisa, you have to say that davar shlo b'liol is worse than what? This is what you were saying, Pinchas. A davar shlo b'liol is worse than a davar shena kotzen. That's what the Rivash says.
Yeah, I don't.
Meaning the verbal agreement is binding on what? It's binding on things that are not a davar kotzen, but it's not binding on things you don't have.
Yeah, I don't get why those two things.
Yeah. Because, okay, so you tell me the svara then. What's the svara? One's better than the other.
Tell me. I understand that one's better than the other. I don't understand.
Tell me a svara, though. It's okay. They tell me that. Whatever svara you have is a chiluk.
Why can't somebody? Let's say I own a watch shop. And I say we've had issue with however many watches.
Right.
You want. That's Be'olam, but it's not cutting.
Exactly. In other words, it's Smiris Das.
It's not a steer.
Come on, it's Smiris Das, not a Spiro. Why is it not a steer, Adam? You say you have a lot of watches. If you have a lot of watches, I'm going to give you many watches. Well, why do you have them on your hand?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. There's no lack of Gemir's Das. But on a Dover Shlomo Le'olam, the Gemir's Das is a joke. It doesn't exist. Okay, because you might have said that in Gakin Yonim. You need exact. You need precise.
Yeah,
it's got to be in the world. It's got to be exact.
That's fundamentally different than...
Okay, that's the chiluk is that the Gemir's Das is not sure. We don't have a Gemir's Das shirt.
Where was
okay?
The
Hilchos Mechira is in Perik. We mentioned it. Perik Yud Aleph Halachatet Zayin. Yud Zayin was we only mentioned in Suah.
Yud Aleph Yud Zayin.
Yes. Yud Aleph Tet Yud Zayin is Mechira. Shchiyah Matana Ber Vav Yud Zayin.
What? Oh yeah.
Vav Yud Zayin. So when you talk about things that are Dover Shalom, the Chisaron is big. Yes.
Yeah.
There's a big Gemiras Das. Doesn't exist the future. But the Dover Kotz, if you have it, you're just okay. You didn't make an exact. So that's the base mayor, Simon and Aleph, Sivkon Aleph, makes the chiluk between Dover Kotz and Dover Shobliyoyim. Okay, you got me? So that goes as follows. Okay, so let's get to Lamaisa now. We can finish it up. Maybe we start the next sugya tomorrow. But I want to get to the space. So let's just get it. How do we paskin on the Shaila? We'll have to get to the Shulchan Aruch tomorrow, but I want to know in Rishonim. How do we paskin? Like Rav Papa, Rav Shravya, we didn't even get to the Rav Chaim yet. You know what? Let's do the Reb Chaim, and then we'll get to the Psak tomorrow with the Rishonim, okay? So we won't be able to finish everything today. I just want to point out what Reb Chaim says. Let's get it. I said over yesterday that perhaps a Hesber, and I think I said it in Reb Chaim, which I don't think you have to say, is that was the Ron right or not? What does the Ron say? That a woman's mafker herself to her husband, yes? So the one who says, Kassel Lishmosh Lomi Daita, it's good, she's mafker herself. She doesn't have to know about it. The other Shita says no. The other Shita says what? What's the other Shita? Says no. Who's the Shita in Rishon that argues on the Ron? I found it yesterday. Tosin Subas Nun Chesim and Beis. The Stipler points it out. That she plays a major role in being mocked herself. And therefore she's got to know about it. You follow me?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one way. I think it's a good hesber to say. Baruch Hashem, we found it. Also, Ephraim found after Shir that they both were Ravs of Kovnet. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Speck was a Rav of Kovnet, died in 1896, and also the Dvar Avram died in the ghetto in Kovna, 1943. He was the one who wrote Tzvicha the Rav. He was also the Rav of Kovnet. Okay, we were right.
Rabbi Yitzchak Mentzel was a Talmud Reb Chaim.
He was a Talmud Reb Chaim, that's correct. He was a Talmud Reb Chaim. Okay, now let's get it. Reb Arkala was his son-in-law. Let's get this. You with me? Now, Reb Chaim says here, if you notice where I underline, okay? Reb Chaim says here where I underline, he basically wants to say a line here which is a little startling. Okay? I want you to get it like this. What Reb Chaim says is that they're arguing on the definition of what Lishma is by Shtar Kiddushin. Is Lishma by Shtar Kiddushin that whoever is Osis a Shtar, you need his Das? In other words, according to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim writes this in Nochus Eidus, the Rav made a big deal about this. I was talking about this with a Tversky and Seder, because I thought it was a steer in Reb Chaim. Here Reb Chaim writes, by Shtars you don't need Das Mischaev. You see five lines on the bottom, Shem Mukhach Mitzah, Chol Shtars Lo Bidin Das Mischaev. Rak Das Misha Osa Shtar. He doesn't mean you don't need Das Mischaev. Das is the fundamental element of a Shtar. The thing is that whose Das do you normally need? The Osa Shtar. So who makes the Shtar in Shtar Kiddushin? We learned it at Tessamat Aleph. Who writes it? The husband, Ki Yikach. So whoever makes the Shtar, you need his Das. Normally that's the Mischayev. That's what he means. But a Shtar Kiddushin, Halach Lo Maisa, there's a sheet in our Gemara that says you need her Das as well. Why? Because that's the din of Lishma. What is the din of Lishma in Shtar Kiddushin? Does it just mandate whoever makes the shtar, you need his das? Or does it mandate you also need the what? Need the woman as well. And the reason why you might need the woman as well might be for our purposes like the what? Might be for our purposes against the Ran. Halacha l'maisa. Might be for our purpose against the Ran. But here, he wants to say it's because of what? The din of Lishma. The din of Lishma, Adam. The diddly shmo by Shtar Kiddushin mandates you need her das as well. So when you look at the sugya ben of kosva shaloli shmo, when we die, kosva lishmo of shalomi daita, what it means is kosva lishmo, apparently lishmo. But there's a day in the Gemara that says, no, it's not enough, because you need her das too, which is part and parcel of the diddly shmo Kiddushin. See, the title of sugya can mess you up. You follow me? But what Reb Chaim's been mechadish to you is kosva lishmo is just descriptive. You wrote it up with him that makes up the star. But for Hilkos Lishma and Shtar Kiddushin, you need her das as well. That's what means Kosel Lishma of Shalomi Daita. Memela, who's the Shita? Who is it? Rav Papa and Rav Shravya? Who is it? Yeah, Rav Papa and Rav Shravya. We finally got it right. It's not a good Kiddushin. And that's the way we pass it. We're going to see tomorrow in Shulchan Aruch. But there's three Shitas in the Rishonim, which we'll do tomorrow at the beginning of the year. You follow what I'm saying? Then we got to go fight. You follow what I'm saying? We got to see a rush. We pass an enemy kudesh. You need her, yeah. But the way the Reb Chaim writes it is that it's a machlokes in what the definition of lishma is by kedushin. See, read the Reb Chaim. Let's go. Then we got to get a little space. Go ahead. V'nei b'kedushin daftes. Where I underline the Reb Chaim. Go ahead.
V'nei b'kedushin daftes. Ishlagi amrav.
If the gu amaroyim, the amaroyim argue.
B'shar kedushin akas lishma.
Mishalomi dait.
Before Hashem Gemara, the Pallid, the Mar, Sarah, Big Shinan, Havi Litzia,
Havai Litzia,
Maithi Lishma, Mishalomi dait, say, Afavia, Nami Lishma, Mishalomi dait.
Right, Afavai Lishmishalomi dait, Mar Sover,
Umar Sover, Ma, Havia,
Havaya, Havaya,
Havaya, Beinon Das Matne, Afitzia, Beinon Das Matne.
Excellent, Uparach.
Gemara
asked Akasha. Come on, Adam, let's focus. Go ahead. Haray. Oh, that was the Kasha. Uluchura. Yeah, the Mishnah there's not talking about Lishma. So why does the Gemara bring it in as Akasha? Right? Rak me din.
Rak me din shtaris.
You only need das me din shtaris. The hari what?
The hari sham san gam
shtari kinyan v'nesuin the ein kosher noso elavadas bailam.
Exactly, we're talking about shtar kinyan, shtar nesuin doesn't mishnayis in Baba Basra. You know what it is? It's in Baba Basra, kuf samach zayin. Ein kosher shtari is shtar nesuin elavadas bailam. It's in that same mishnah. Go ahead. The shtari what?
Shtari kinyan v'nesuin.
Bevadai.
We're
talking about the signatures and not the writing. Vim kain.
Vim kain. Gam shari erisin. Gam shari.
Dikamasayu.
Dikamasayu. Mishum din shtaros.
Ubechasima dafko. We care about the signatures. Vim kain.
Vim kain. Tarzian. My maisi agamara. Zoes lahaf luksa. The sabu lishma. The shalom. Midai say. The iri mitsiva. Mishum din lishma.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with each other. Why do you bring in this whole sugya? Right? The Gemara asked it as a kasha. Why is the Gemara asking as a kasha? You're talking about Hilchos Shtaros over there. You're not talking about Hilchos Lishma. That's what Chaim's asking. Our Gemara asked a Mesef from the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Baba Basra. That Mishnah, the Kosher Shtar Lulav Mishnah Lulav Rimo, later in the Mishnah, says, the Kosher Shtar Eris from the Suin Al Midash Neim. What are you bringing that into the sugya as a kasha for? That's nothing to do with Lishma. So then in the Chasimis, you need to ask for the signatures. Go ahead. For the Edim. Vashir, go ahead. Mukhrach Mizeh, the fact that our Gemara puts it together. Underline that 50 times. That's why I asked for a Ritur, because then I get to Reb Chaim Nechazedis, that the fundamental part of Ishtar is Das. No, so he says that it does, usually the Osir Ishtar is the Mizchayev. Go ahead. Mechol what? Exactly, the Baal writes up the get. Go ahead. So it's totally in the guy's das who makes it. Val Korcha. Oh, but he's not the Mishayet. Go ahead. Vim Kain. He's not the Machne. Vim Kain.
Vim
Kain. Din Staris. Yeah, midin stars. All you should need is own das, right? Go ahead. Yeah, din lishma. There it is. The only reason why you need her das is midin lishma. Go ahead. Zeh the parach. Amanda Amar. Mishum the what?
Mishum dahab the beinan daas shtem v'shdari eris and who rak mishum din lishma.
Beautiful. So why do you need both the das of the man and the woman? According to Chaim, by shtar kedushin, you need the das of the man because he's the one who makes the star. That's a generic din of stars. You need the das of the osis a star. But why do you need the din das according to one day in a gemara by her? Because of the din of what lishma by what shtar kedushin? Go ahead, Elfize.
Nireh.
Imam says what we just said. Go ahead. Chalukin hein b'dinayim. Go ahead. The ha.
The ha miha the ashvuye hashtar lishma. A baal who shall say osa.
To produce lishma, the baal's the one who does it. Go ahead.
Midaisal who the naasa hashtar lishma.
Ah, that's in Hilchos Shtaros. Go ahead.
Moshe the ikar hadin shtar kol naasas ayu the as habal. Kimocha cholos hadin lishma ba shtar. Who gam king rak ayu
the
habal.
That's to make the star a star. Go ahead. However. Nihi grant the makir din lishma. Go ahead. Being in dam gam daita b'lishma. Nikomakom.
Lo
he oses a star lishma. She's not the one who makes the star lishma. You got it? So basically, that's why I want you to get this down. Don't get messed up with the title of the sugya. Kasla shalol lishma umidaita. The reason why you always need Das Mishchayev that writes up the stars because the Das the Osa star. The guy who makes the star usually the Lova, Kosen star, the Lova, Avichin, Malvimo. He's the Mishchayev, the Baruch, he's going to have to pay.
Yeah.
You don't need the Malva there. Who's the Mishchayev here? Who's the Osa star? The guy is. That's the problem. But she's the one who's being mocked herself. So the only reason, you really should only require his Das because he's the one who makes the star. The reason why you need her Das is what? It's because there's an added bin lishma by Shtar Kedushin. So when it says the title, Kasva Shalom Lishma, the Kasva Lishma of Shalomidaita means you're missing the Lishma. The Lishma normally is what? The Lishma normally, Halacha Lamais, is what? is fulfilled with what? Whoever's the one who makes up the star. So the one day that says it's good, the Baal did it. That's fine. No, but if you hold the Shema Kedusha brings to the table that she's the one who's being mocked herself, you need her consultation too as well. Therefore, you don't have it, it's possible. So you don't have to come out to the Ron and the Dharma. You could just say it's a machlokas and what Hilchos Lishma is in Shtar Kedusha. Is there an added din or is it a generic din of a Hashtaris? You follow me? That's the Shaila here. So that's why don't get missed up by the Tel. Kostel Lishma, Shlomi Daita. The modern discussion of Lishma is that it was written Lamaisa by him. Lishma means not her involved. Lishma, he wrote up those as a star. And you know what the Tesimlav Kiyikach tells him in Yonah the Kra, he's the one to make the star. So that's the Machlaikas. Okay, you follow me? That's what Chaim wants to say. Okay, let's get to something on Pesach, and then we'll close. Yesterday we discussed the Anishir Mara, let's discuss the Charosis. Okay? What's the story with the Charosis? So one reason why we do Charosis is Zeichel Latit, because of the mud, right? Another is Zeichel Adam, a wine. And Lamaisa, that's why you should make it thick, because it should be thick. And that's why it should also be what? Should be wine poured in it too as well. So it's got to be thick but liquidy to commemorate both. But Tosfos adds on the recipe. There should be almonds in it. There should be nuts. Because our Kodesh Baruch Hu Shakei, diligent with saving us. He also was what? The nuts, Lomaisa. There should be what? Fruits in there. Should be something spice. Should be citrus, sharp. Shouldn't be apples. Apples is a mistake. Apples are a mistake. Tachas atapuach or resicha that they procreated, the Jewish men and women, they had children. Lomaisa, it says tachas tapuach or resicha. Tapuach, Tosfos says in the end of time, it does not mean apple.
Orange.
Tapuach means orange, citrus. That's what Tosfos says. They didn't have apples in the Mid East at times of the. That's a Christian thing, apple and Eve. It's not, doesn't mean a tapuach. Times at the beginning of the Tanakh, they didn't have apples in the Mid East, it was only oranges. So you should put oranges. And I'm not saying don't cause a machlekes in your household if you put apples in the harosis. But lamais, you should make sure you put oranges in as well. So the truth is, the Ramah writes to make it thick. You pour in lamais and wine at the Seder. Most people don't do that. Okay, now, I want you to get this. The Ramah says you should eat it also. But when do you eat it? You eat it during Shulchan Aruch. You don't eat it during Maror, and you don't eat it during Kairik. Maror, you dip it in, and you shake it off, and you eat only the Maror. Korek, you dip it in the, you dip the sandwich, the matzah and maror into the charos, you dip, and you shake it off. You don't eat it then. When do you eat it? The Ramah takes it very seriously. You should eat it, it's a mitzvah sachila. You should eat it during the Shulchan Aruch, during the meal. However, he takes it so seriously that you should make sure you eat it l'te'avon. And therefore, in Erev Pesach, you should make sure you eat none of the things that are in the charosis, so you'll have an appetite for it. Shouldn't eat nuts, shouldn't eat almonds.
What about wine?
You shouldn't have wine in Erev Pesach either. You should have it with the appetite. Okay? So you see the Ramah held as a mitzvah to eat it. In fact, the Hillel, the Mordechai had a kasha that Hillel ate a kazayas of matzah, maror, and charosis. How do you fit all in his mouth? So many people say it was a misprint. It should be karpas. Because the mitzvah is what? Who says the mitzvah charosis is eating? The mitzvah is tefillah. What's tefillah?
Dipping.
So lamois, it's not so posh. The Ramos seems to say there was a mitzvah sachil. But I'm telling you when to eat it. And there's a girs in the Mordechai that Taka ate it. Nakazayas. Now, do we say a brach on the charosis? So it's a steer in the Rambam. Ram in the Perish Mishnayis, and let's get this down. I want you to get it. So Machlokes Rabbi Elazar with Tzadok and the Chacham, whether a charos is a mitzvah or not. Chacham held it was not a mitzvah, it's just medicinal purpose to kill the worms. We don't want to have worms in your intestines, in the kishkas, right? God forbid. Tosfos says there's some worms that are kosher, some worms are not. But no matter, even the worms that are kosher, you don't want them in your stomach. So Tosfos says there was a need to have the charos to kill the worms. Rabbi Elazar with Tzadok says it's a mitzvah no matter what. So Hayos, Bizman Azeh, Bliya and Hara, our stuff is clean. So according to the Chum, you shouldn't need charosis. Yes? So we paskel like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok and Kufiyu Dalan off from Sochim that charosis is in fact a mitzvah.
So there's a bracha.
Oh, the Rambam of the Perish Mishnah writes there is a mitzvah. Correct. There is a bracha.
Bang.
But the Rambam backed out of both.
Oh.
Rambam backed out of both, and Yad HaChazaka, he backs out of and says it's not a mitzvah, l'maisa. And if it, even if it is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah only of tefillah. So halacha l'maisa, he backed out of both. It's not a mitzvah, sachila. And number two, even if it's a mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah of what? Of dipping. But the Rambam has no mention of eating the charosis. The Ramah does, as we said. So if you held as a mitzvah achila, then it's mistabri, you should eat a kezayis of it. So I try to, in a Shulchan Aruch, to eat a kezayis of the what? Of the charosis in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. You should tell your families not to eat it during this slot of Maror, not to eat it in the slot of Karev. You just dip it in and shake it off. When to eat it is when? After you wash and you had the motzi matzah, then you can eat the charosis halacha l'maisa. Okay? So l'maisa, it comes out that there are three reasons. It's zeichel l'dam, zeichel l'tapuach, and zeichel l'what? Zeichel l'pruvu l'maisa. But the question is, was it a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? So we're pointing out that it's a unique thing the Rav used to say. It's a mitzvah tefillah l'chura. But according to Ramona, right, the maisa mitzvah is to eat it to the degree you shouldn't eat those things on Erev Pesach to make sure you don't eat them. Halacha l'maisa. Okay. One last nekuda, let's close with. And that is, on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat what? Shmur matzah. You're not allowed to eat shmur matzah at all. Halacha l'maisa. On Erev Pesach. Okay? The Vilna Gaon has a chumrah that you should eat shmur matzah throughout all of what? There's a keen deraisa to eat shmur matzah without. That's what I try to do throughout all of Pesach.
Yeah.
Not just for the Seder.
Yeah.
Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said for the first 2 days, even at lunch, there's a chumrah perhaps. Very interesting chumrah. You read a Gemara in a certain way the first 2 days. In Chutz La'aretz, the first 2 days, and you saw the night and the day. There is such a what, such an inning. But I want you to know, Zakim, the rice, they have shmurah the whole time.
Yeah.
Halacha l'maisa. That's why you cannot have shmurah matzah on Erev Pesach. If you do it, it's an issur d'rabbanan or issur d'oraisa. Most Gedol HaKoraim says an issur d'rabbanan, the shmurah matzah on Erev Pesach. The Pri Chodesh writes an issur d'oraisa. Because it's like Bala Rasasa Bemes Chamov. What's Bala Rasasa Bemes Chamov? You live with your Kala before the suing, which Moshe Shonim says the Rabbanan. But the Raivin holds the Raisa. So the Prichadish is going like the Raivin. That shows a demarcation between the Kedush and the suing. So you have to make sure, Halacha L'maaseh, you shouldn't eat a lot on Erev Pesach. Have a lot of shahakos, potatoes, things of that sort. But you should eat with a big appetite. Erev Tochel Matzah, Hitter Mitzvah, says the Rashash in the Rashbam. To eat it with an appetite, you're not allowed to fast, but l'maisa, you shouldn't eat a lot, but you should make sure you don't have the shmurah matzah. And I would advise, this is the kiyum mitzvah of the Vilna Gaon, and the kashas on the Vilna Gaon, why don't you say achila matzah all of Pesach? Why is it only on the night of the Seder? We say leit shebasukah the whole sukkahs. You're the kasha? That's a kasha. The Baal Amor has that kasha, the end of Pesachim. We say leit shebasukah throughout all, that's a kiyum. There's only a chiv to eat the first night of sukkahs. It's a kiyum to eat in the sukkah the rest of the sukkahs. We still say a bracha. But here, l'maisa, we don't say a bracha. Why not? You only say it to say alachilus matzah. Okay, let's just close with that nekuda, which is an amazing thing. You know, there's a major machlokes when you show them what you need to eat for the matzah. The three slots. What are the three slots? Motzi matzah, korech, and what's the third? Safun.
Safun, yeah.
So which one? Are you yotze the mitzvah? The big machlokes.
All three.
Big machlokes. You should be machlokes. So I don't think you have to have this chumrah though, but I want you to know it. Mr. Brewer quotes from the Shlach Kodesh, when you say the bracha of Alachilus Matzah, you should have on mind even the Safun. And he said you shouldn't talk even to the Afikoman. That's a chumrah mamash l'din the Torah of the Malach
HaSharis. That's impossible.
Because you have a lot of family over, but what I can tell you, you should be machmer for it, Adam. You can at least be quiet till after the Korech. You have to have in mind that it should go not just go on Motzi Matzah, but also on Korech. And there, you can be silent for that. So that's why I give all the directions to the family and the guests that are at the table. I give them all the directions, l'maisa, for the mar, the kurif, before we start. Then after the kurif, talk to your heart's desire, your cousins you haven't seen in a long time. But the Shlach Kodesh has such a chumrah that you shouldn't talk till after what's safun. Amazing.
That's impossible.
That, okay, the brachas, that's why I said l'nin Torah about that sharis. Okay, but have a great day. Proud of you. I don't know what happened to Mayor, you know.
Awesome.
All right, please ask. I missed it. I wanted you. Got to be.